Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Amerika Olivo, and whenever I'm not being terrorized in the movies such as Friday the 13th or Circle or terrorizing others like in Bitch Slap, I'm avoiding dirty old men like Mr. Media. And if you see him, you should too.
Today on Mr. Media, that's mrmedia.com, I'll talk to actor Keith Powell, who plays TGS writer Toofer on the NBC sitcom 30 Rock. Around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher's smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. And Mr. Media is recorded live before every DJ who ever claimed to invented Two for Tuesdays, everybody, right here in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Powell plays Toofer on the NBC sitcom 30 Rock. He's one of the comedy writers on TGS, the show within the show. His nickname refers to the position to his position on the staff. He's both a Harvard grad and a minority, hence a two-for-one hire for human resources. That said, however, Toofer gets no respect, no respect at all. Now, Powell himself, however, gets plenty of respect. He founded the Contemporary Stage Company in Wilmington, Delaware, and has produced, directed, or performed in plays starring Lynn Redgrave, Jasmine Guy, Keith David, and Sean Patrick Thomas. Actually, Powell's official website is pretty damn funny. So here's an excerpt from the landing page at PowellToThePeople.net. My name is Keith Powell. I'm an actor, therefore I must have a website, because that's what important actors have. And I'm important, I'm told. This site shall be an ode to all things me. See that picture on the right there? Me. Click on photos? Lots of me. Bio? Me, me, me. Videos? All things starring me. Contact? Why, email me, of course. If you see anyone else on this site, let me know, because it should only be about me. Well, there's more, but you'll have to find it yourself. Don't miss the raging debate on his bio page, however, about whether his ass is tight or not. 30 Rock, which airs Thursdays at 8:30 p.m., is now in its fifth season of tweaking the Peacock Network and now its new owner, Cabletown. It's full of inside TV, media, and pop culture gags, and who doesn't love that? Keith Powell, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Glad to have you here. Hey.
It's good to be here.
Let's get to the 30 Rock in a second, but first, I'm a degree away from Judge Judy. Is there any message you'd like me to pass on to her?
Are you seriously? I'm kind of obsessed with that woman, and I have to tell you, please let her know that Toofer watches her faithfully every day, and everyone thinks that I'm saying that ironically, but I really, really mean it. I'm a big Judge Judy fan.
I will pass it on. She and I actually share a literary agent, so if that's the message.
She reminds me of my grandmother. So I used to, you know, my grandmother was one of my parents, and I used to watch the show with my grandmother, and she said things that my grandmother used to say, and she has the mannerisms of my grandmother. So I think that that's the reason why I'm so obsessed with watching her so much.
Interesting. So that's true. That's interesting. I thought maybe that was sarcasm.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people really think I'm being sarcastic when I say that, but I really do love Judge Judy.
That's funny. All right. Well, now let's turn to 30 Rock. And I want to ask you, the guys in the TGS, the writer's room, have a wonderfully nasty banter among them, sometimes very nasty. But
yeah.
What do you guys talk about off screen?
Well, the thing of it is, first off, all of us are really, really good friends. You know, we've been together for like 5 years, so we're kind of like a family now. But the only difference is, like, between us and a family is we don't fight. So I guess that what do we talk about? We're all pretty big comedy nerds ourselves. So I think we just do a lot of talking about, like, pop culture and, you know, a show that was on last night, or, you know, comedies that we really like. So, you know, we're all big nerds in real life, so.
All right. And who would be funnier, Keith Powell or Toofer? And I'm thinking by design, it's probably you.
I think just by default, it's probably me, though I'm not going to say that I'm any kind of major comedian. I'm not a comedian at all. I'm just an actor. I think comedians are a lot more talented than me. But, I would just call myself an actor. But just by design, I'd say I am. though I think that Toofer, I honestly do believe that Toofer has a sneaky side to him. I mean, you know, he has a comedy side to him. Obviously, he has to have it, or he wouldn't have been hired on a comedy show as a head writer. So,
you think that, but who knows?
That's true.
And let me ask you this. I read a little bit from your website, which I enjoyed a lot. Now, if Toofer had his own website, what would we learn about him from it?
Probably that Toofer used to be a doctor, that he had the great ambition to write the great American novel, but Liz Lemon came in and asked him to write sketches about farting. and that he's a frustrated musician. Probably all those things.
All right. I got one more Toofer question, and we'll move on from there. If you could spin off Toofer and one other character from the show, who would it be? Who would that other character be? And what would the show be called?
I really think that, I think it would be interesting to see the character of Jonathan, who plays Jack's assistant on that show, and Toofer being roommates like Perfect Strangers, and taking on Chicago and the zany worlds. I don't know. Let's see. You know, I also think that it would be nice if Toofer, you know, started solving murders in the hope of solving his wife's murder, and then he becomes obsessive compulsive. I hear that wins you Emmys. And I think that Jonathan then could start time traveling, hoping that each leap would be the leap home.
I swear to God, folks, he didn't tell me to ask him that question. It sounds like he was planning for it, though, doesn't he?
No, I'm just this is off the top of my head, man.
That's pretty good. I'd watch that show.
I'd watch that show. Are you kidding me?
what's going on with Toofer in the coming weeks? What's your character got ahead for him?
Oh, well, tonight there's a really fun episode with Toofer I don't know if you guys know, but Queen Latifah is going to be on our show tonight, and Rob Reiner is going to be on our show, and they're playing senators, and they come in to try to make TGS a little bit more diverse, and Toofer gets thrown into the crosshairs of all that. So there'll be a fun little storyline with Toofer being diverse for the good of TGS.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's a really fun storyline. It's got one of my favorite scenes in it that 30 Rock has ever written. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Excellent. Well, folks, listen, you can see Keith Powell every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. In 30 Rock, now in its fifth season on NBC. And catch up on the shows you missed by ordering DVDs for the first four seasons, now available at a great price.
Please, I need to pay my rent.
Please,
catch up on those DVDs.
Work on that spinoff. Talk to Tina later today.
You know, I am going to pitch that. Going to pitch that to her today. See what she thinks.
Yeah, because I mean, a year from now, she could pull Steve Carell, walk off the show, and you're like, "Hey, but how about that spinoff idea? At least I got somewhere to go."
And I go to NBC and be like, "You know, I've been thinking. Perfect Strangers is an idea that needs to be capitalized. I don't know why people haven't tried to spin off Perfect Strangers before, but."
There you go. Hey, Keith Powell, it was a lot of fun to have you on, and thanks for being with us on Mr. Media today.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, come back and see us again soon. Bye-bye.
All right.
And for more interviews with your favorite 30 Rock stars, please surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks for joining us today. Always appreciate you doing what you do, listening to us, tuning in. Come back and see us again real soon, everybody. Bye-bye.